The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands, with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Today's reading is a good reminder of our call to be ready to lose everything for the gospel. House or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands, all of it for Christ's sake and for the sake of the gospel. What's more is that it's a reminder of our Christian requirement of practicing the virtue of poverty, which, for someone who is not a member of a religious order or a member of the clergy, simply means being detached from earthly things, and cheerfully accepting shortages and discomfort when they arise. It means that the extra pair of shoes in the closet or that extra coat in the closet belongs to the poor. But it's also more than monetary or physical things, this virtue of poverty. It's also practicing a poverty of time, making sure we have sufficient time set aside for prayer, for mass, family gatherings, for art, for hobbies, for rest, for leisure. It means putting our time to good use and serving others when we can. My brothers and sisters, it's imperative then to be ready and willing to give up everything that Christ asks of us, not because we will get 100-fold return on these sacrifices, but simply because he commands it.